Peace and blessings, loved ones. This is Steve again with another episode of How to Manifest Anything Using the Law of Attraction, where we talk about how to manifest the things that you desire, and we also take you on a journey while I help others attract the things that they desire using Law of Attraction. You can also join our community. Just go to learnhowtomanifest.org. There's a free video as well as a special offer for a course that I created that actually teaches you step by step how to manifest anything that you want into your reality. You have to bear with me. I'm on my drive in right now. But this episode, we're going to talk about how to attract successful ideas. Okay, how to attract successful ideas. So there's a lot of us that want to be successful, but you may not have a clue as to how, or you may be someone that you want to invest your money into something, or maybe you just want a way out of whatever the situation is that you're in right now, and having more money or more success or whatever it is, having that would help you out of the situation that you're in, right? Well, it's pretty simple how you can actually begin to attract different ideas and things of that nature that will lead to more success. So I'll tell you a quick story. Back when I was at a low point in my life, I was trying a lot of different things. My main goal was to have success with music, and I was going out and trying different business opportunities that I found on the internet, because I wanted to start generating a side income that I could use to help me with my music and promotion and just be successful in music. And what happened is I was failing. I failed for at least 8 or 9 years, and that's what put me in such a deep hole of debt and almost being evicted. And it basically got to a point where I came home one day, and I came home to I already had a stress headache. I was dog tired from being in a cubicle, speaking to annoying people all day long. So I was already stressed out. Then I walked into my apartment, and there was a letter on the floor that landlord must have slipped under the door that said I had 3 days to either pay or quit, which meant if I didn't come up with like the back rent that I owed in 3 days, I would basically be evicted. That whole process would begin. So that basically led to a deep spiral of negative emotion and just negative thoughts and all that and everything that comes along with that, right? And I noticed, though, with every negative thought that I had, I would feel even more worse, or I would just feel even more awful about the situation. And that's when I realized these thoughts that I'm having are actually affecting my well-being and the things around me. And that's when I remembered the movie The Secret. It talked about how your thoughts will actually shape your reality, and I was literally shaping my reality as I sat on the couch with the TV off, just having negative ideas and negative thoughts pop into my mind and feeling what they felt like and actually seeing what could happen if I didn't change the way I was thinking. So I got up and I immediately switched the thoughts that I was having to more positive, higher vibrational thoughts, and I immediately I immediately called the landlord and I set up like payment arrangements to, so I didn't get kicked out of the apartment. And I rewatched the movie The Secret, and that's what brings us to this episode. So what I started doing is I started to visualize, right, the things that I actually desired, which was more success with music, better car, better job, and I was able to actually achieve and manifest all of these things. But the main thing that I had to realize and do after I was, first I started actually applying law of attraction wrong, I had to go back and study each teacher in that actual movie in order to actually really understand how to apply law of attraction. And once I started applying it correctly, what happened is this, and this is what you really have to pay attention to. There's something called divine inspiration, right? Divine inspiration. So this is what happens when you start applying law of attraction correctly. What will happen is you'll start to have little flashes of ideas and flashes of just flashes of different situations that you can put yourself in or into in order to get your desired outcome. And what would happen is I'd just be laying in bed and just an idea or a flash of something would pop into my mind. And I would be sitting there like, that actually is that's a really good idea. I should try that. And sometimes we have those flashes of divine inspiration, but we don't act on them. That's how you actually, those are basically these ideas or the successful ideas that you're looking for. They're popping into your mind. You can call it the universe, you can call it God, you can call it source energy, whatever you want to call it, right? That's basically, that's the creator giving you the ideas that you're asking for. That's universe giving you the different ideas and the different situations that you can put yourself into in order to be successful in whatever and get the outcome that you're looking for, right? Once you start to visualize yourself already having the thing that you desire, and you start to focus on the emotions that and the feelings that having what you desire would bring to you, though that's basically raising your vibration so that you can begin to attract what it is that you desire. But if you're not acting on those divine inspiration that's popping into your mind and those ideas, basically the universe is telling you what to do. You just have to follow through. Those ideas are what you need to do in order to reach the goal that you're trying to hit. And a lot of us, like I said, I used to ignore that all the time because I didn't realize what it was until I started to really study this stuff more. And if you are somebody that's looking for different ideas that you can apply to your situation in order to either make the situation better or just have more success, don't ignore divine inspiration. Act on it. If it may or may not work, right? But if you don't try it, how will you know, right? And that's going to continue to happen. You're going to continue to get inspiration from the universe. It's going to continue to happen until you actually hit the goal that you're trying to hit or manifest whatever it is you're trying to manifest. So don't ignore the main thing that you should take away from this is don't ignore divine inspiration and different ideas that you're actually attracting, because if you do, you won't ever manifest what you're trying to manifest. All right? So, you got to take massive imperfect action toward the goal that you are trying to achieve, and it will happen. You just have to trust the process and stay positive. And that's it for this episode. I hope you got some value from this. If you did, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe and do all that good stuff. Also, if you would like to join our community, just go to learnhowtomanifest.org. And always remember that You can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want to in this reality. Okay, all you have to do is believe. All right? Take care. God bless. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.